I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to a new episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm Tanya.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, I think you're just ready for this year to be over.
I'm ready for this baby. Speaking of a hot mess, this is pretty much, hot mess will be a theme in today's episode. So if you want to hear more about that and our hot mess stories,
yes,
you want to be listening. But yeah, new year, man. We're only a couple of days away.
New decade, sis. Decade.
That's right. 2020.
I don't know why, but for some reason, when it became like 2010, it wasn't a big deal to me.
Okay.
But for 2020, it's kind of like, oh my God.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. My nipples just got hard. I got freaked out. I just like, you made me like just shake to the core.
Honestly,
and then just like everything else followed.
Because like 10 years ago, what were you doing, Tanya?
Oh, God. 2010?
2010.
10 years ago, because I was 24. Whoa. Sloppy. Real sloppy year.
Really?
Sloppy year. 24 years old. 24 to 26, I was a mess. I was a hot mess. I was lost, I would say.
Me
lost.
Too.
I was a little dark. And just a hot freaking mess. Yeah, 10 years ago. God, I'm curious to know what, like, where I was on New Year's Eve 10 years ago.
I know. You know what? Does Facebook show you?
I don't know. I'm going to look at my memories really quick. Okay, so I totally looked at my memories on Facebook. I can't find any pictures, which I'm sure they're on, like, Photo Bucket. Remember Photo Bucket?
Oh my God, yeah.
I know.
I forgot about Photo Bucket.
I know. But I do have an updated status from December 31st, 10 years ago, that says, woohoo, about to go to our hotel, then big night at the Hilton with the girls. Happy New Year with the wink face.
Oh,
ew.
My God.
Ew. First of all, I just like.
Why are you saying ew? Why?
Because I'm just like. You know when you're like when you first started Facebook and you would just like it was like a diary. It was like,
oh, totally
eating hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
God,
yeah,
I love
yeah,
them
yeah,
so
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Like stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just remember this time so much. It was just like so like, gosh, so sloppy. Like I
totally.
just like living my best life ever.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, I think I was at Big Night San Diego.
Yeah,
with you,
I'm pretty sure you were.
Our station that we worked for at the time, that was like the big party.
Yeah.
Everybody went there. And then I looked at my status and it said, it's so bad. It's stupid. It's like yours, right? Like,
here.
Oh my God, I'm so hungover. But you can catch me on Channel 9 through 3 till 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. God, those were the days. Dang. Now we're
oh my God. That
moms.
Was like, I was still with my very first boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like my very first real relationship.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a year later.
Yeah.
We were going to break up. I was going to break up with him. And then that was going to be the birth of my whole life.
Oh, we went there. Oh, we just dove straight in. Woo, that was a splash. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, your best whole life.
My best whole life.
And your last whole life. Let's be real.
My only whole life, you guys. My whole life has died.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Gosh. Okay, let's talk about whole lives.
Yeah, let's just do it. Because I think everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it should be.
I actually don't think everybody goes through it.
You don't
and that's
think
what makes me a little bit sad now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because what I'm talking about in whole life, and I mean it in the best possible way, I'm not calling like saying whole like, oh, you a hoe. Like, you're living your best life.
Define best whole life. Because there's whole life, because there's hoes that are just hoes.
Right.
And then there's a woman who has a period in their life, a time period in their life, where they live their best whole life.
Yes.
And you can say you've done that.
I can say I've lived it, I loved it, and I'm happy that it's over.
Oh, God, I love you so much. And I agree. I'm right there with you. I had a best whole life for a second, too. It wasn't very long, but it was exciting.
Yeah.
And it's done. Because, and it's never coming back.
And let me start by saying I was in a relationship for a really long time. It was like almost 7 years. This was when I was super duper young.
Yeah. And it was your first relationship.
And it was my first real relationship. And when you're young, you just think like, oh, this is going to be forever. Like this is it.
Yeah.
Not realizing like, hey, there's still life to be lived.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against the person that you're with. It's just that this is something that you have to experience for yourself.
And you have to find by yourself and for yourself and explore yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that's like written in the books. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
And I think it would have been like, regardless of who I was with, it would have happened no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so coming out of that relationship, like, you get to go and you get to have carefree fun. You know, like,
what does that entail?
Carefree fun to me is going out with your friends, partying, drinking, like not caring, like going to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's
Friday night.
It's that independent life.
It is.
And that's where whole life, your best whole life begins.
Right.
Because that's where it starts. Because once you're out of that relationship, and it's not even like I would say most best whole lives start out of a relationship.
That's the catalyst.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so. It's not always true.
Right.
But I think that definitely jumpstarts the best whole life.
For sure. Because, it's like when you go party like every weekend for the entire weekend. Girl, during my whole life, there was sometimes I'd be drunk from like 5 o'clock on a Friday till 5 a.m. on a Monday.
Hey, you but you're hungover, but you're on channel 9-3 till 2 p.m. Yeah. I get it. No, it's yeah. And it usually happens somewhere in your 20s.
Yeah.
It can happen at any age.
Yes.
I'm sure. Yes. But for me, it definitely happened in my 20s.
Yeah.
Mid 20s.
And for me, it was super fun to just go out and hang out with my friends. We were all living our whole lives together.
Oh,
we
gosh,
would just go and
like
just talk to guys, and just like not caring, If you made out with a guy at
hard.
The bar, then go ahead,
Yeah. Yeah. You're taking me back right now.
Right.
I think you're taking all of us back right now.
Yeah.
So tell me about a weekend. Like, tell me what a best whole life weekend was like for Dorothy.
Okay.
In her 20s.
A best whole life weekend for Dorothy in her 30s.
30s. Girl, 20s. No, no, no.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm not
home. Damn.
But in my 20s, I was just thinking about it right now. Mm-hmm. It would start with getting my things together, bringing it to my friends, Chantal and Amanda's house.
Like your clothes, makeup,
my clothes,
jewelry.
My makeup. We would get ready together. We would, while we are pre-gaming, because we some broke bitches.
So what are you drinking?
So we would make a little super girly drink.
Say it.
It was like a dessert tequila rose. So it kind of tastes like strawberry mixed with a little bit of like, I think, vodka and cream or something. We called it a sprinkle surprise. I forgot what exactly was
wow.
in it. But we always topped it off with a little bit of sprinkles.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So we would pregame, we'd be listening to music, getting ready together.
Yeah.
This was when I lived down in Cortez Hill and they lived like a block away at Vantage Point in downtown San Diego.
Dang.
And then we'd get ready, then our group of guys, there were like two guys in our groups, David and Casey. They lived like on the top floor, like two floors above Chantal and Amanda.
I remember this time.
Do you remember this time?
Yes.
This was so much fun. So they would come down, we would all drink together, take a couple shots, then we would walk downtown and go to Tipsy Crow.
Yeah.
We'd hit up Basic. Else were our other bars that we would go to? We would just hit up the Gas Lamp pretty much
and
just go out and drink and dance.
Yeah.
Pick up guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, because if guys can do it, girls can do it too, okay?
Absolutely, sis. Absolutely. You best believe I was doing that too.
And so we would sometimes make it a competition between the guys and the girls, like, who could get more numbers. Oh. You know, that type of thing.
Damn.
And you know me, I'm competitive. So.
Oh, God, I know. You know. Oh, my gosh.
But
so you lived your best whole life then, especially with the competition.
Sis, you know I did, okay? You know I had to win.
Oh, my God, this is so, so good. 10 years ago.
Ten years ago.
Yeah, I would say 10 years ago I was living my best whole life, too.
Yeah, what was your night out? What did that look like?
Tanya's best whole life looked like she had just moved out for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Living with two of my best friends,
mm-hmm.
which was Nevia and Jenny Donay.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Lived down in Chula Vista. And it was like that first. So I wasn't like fresh from a breakup, but it was like a lingering, like heartbreak, real hard on my heart.
Yeah.
Breakup.
Yeah.
The breakup. And so this best whole life like got me through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And on top of that, I was living on my own for the first time. So it was like freedom.
Yeah.
It was like let loose, take all the locks off and like, you know, just like, let's do this.
Don't ever.
Sorry. I just shook really weird right now. That was a weird visual. I'm sorry. And we were just like going out, like you said, getting ready together, listening to that music, mm-hmm. getting real tipsy, getting rides down to downtown because there was no Uber Lyft.
No Uber, yeah, no Lyft. Yeah. That's why I live close by.
Yeah. And so... Yeah, we would go to those like little like grimy clubs that like lasted for like 6 months. Yep, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I remember like, oh gosh, I specifically remember like a night that I just thought I looked so cute, so Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure I even posted like a picture that was like Love and Hip Hop, like or something stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, straightened my hair, wearing the big old hoops.
Girl, the hoops. Gotta have the hoops.
Yeah. The bigger the hoop. The bigger the whole life. and so I don't want people to think that we were like sluts because we weren't.
No.
There may have been some slutty moments, but.
Oh, no, there for sure were some slutty moments. But that's what I'm saying. So I don't want people to think like it's not a bad thing to go enjoy your freedom.
No, okay? No, it's not. It's also not a good thing to be like just, you know, always being totally. Irresponsible. I'm going to say irresponsible. We were responsible. We were living our best whole life. Okay, there you go. Thank you. I'm like, how do I put this?
Right.
Yeah. And then I just remember, you know, like there's just, you know, you're on the dance floor. You find a cute guy or at least he's cute at the time. You know, you probably got
beer goggles.
Yeah. And then you're just like vibing, you know, like dance to some Drake or something. Mm-hmm. And then like just start making out on the dance floor real hot, really sweaty. And then maybe they go home with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's always fun, you know? Get their numbers and then maybe never speak to them again. And then on to the next. I wasn't like a player for sure because I was more of like a shy, like sometimes depends what I was drinking that night.
Yeah.
But. It was fun.
Dude, it was so much fun.
Fun.
It kind of almost became a real game to me.
I could imagine that.
Every weekend, like it was super fun.
It was. And you know, best whole life is more than just like the sex part of it. You know,
totally.
Best whole life is like about the independence,
mm-hmm.
like the like being in your like most like
and I
don't know.
I think you're right about it too because for me, that was the first time I did live on my own.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, outside of my mom's house, outside of my boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Like, that was my only time. Like, I didn't... You have to figure out that for yourself, right?
You do.
Like, figure out who you are by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but again, be responsible.
Always be responsible.
Because a lot of bad things could happen from living a best whole life, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you're not living your best whole life. And that's not a best whole life. That's something else. That's the worst whole life. Don't do that. Don't go down that road. Do not go down that road.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to like see younger girls.
Yeah. What
kind of like living through them.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law, my brother's sister, she's like young 20s.
Yeah.
Super cute girl. Going through her best whole life right now, you know?
Oh,
like,
so did she tell you stories?
No, but I haven't been able to talk to her about it yet.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to hear. I encourage her. I'm like, yes, girl, go live your best whole life. Don't let your brothers and sisters give you a hard time about going out. Go live your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. God, it's I'm I don't know why now I'm getting to a difficult, like, it's hard for me to like tell people go live your best whole life, because I want to tell them like, but be responsible.
Of course.
Like, you know, yeah. But you're right. It's just something you have to figure out.
Yeah.
And hopefully earn.
I do have a good one, but I don't know if I should tell its story.
Well, go ahead and tell it, because now we're all waiting. I'm waiting.
Okay. This is a moment where I would like to tell any of my family members listening, stop listening to the episode.
Okay, while you're there, if any of my family members are listening, because we all know my entire family, including my in-laws, listen. Yes. Please listen. Let's just pretend like this episode didn't happen. When you see me, when we make eye contact, don't give me those eyes. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me for details. Like,
yes,
you know, I'll just pretend like you lived your best whole life. I lived my best whole life, and that's all we gotta know.
We just don't gotta cross paths on this, okay? Sunglasses on. I don't see you.
Right. Okay. Dorothy's family. Turn it down turn it off. Okay. See,
turn it off.
See you next week.
Point.
Okay. So what happened?
My holiest hoe story?
Oh, your bestest hoe life.
My bestest hoe life. Oh my God. We were out one time downtown, of course, pre-gaming, pre-drinking. This was when I was living at my sister's house because I hadn't quite found my place yet.
Okay.
So
after the breakup.
This is after the breakup, living at my sister's house, coming down to Chantal's and Amanda's on the weekends, like just drinking and partying all together. I met this super hot guy, like super, super hot British guy. Okay. Fine accent. Fine body.
Woo. Okay. Tell me more, sis. Tell me more.
So, you know, like we're having a good time. We're like hanging out, this and that. And then, like obviously we start making out in the club. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's just how it goes.
Yeah. It's fine. Let's
but
go.
Then, but he is like sharing a hotel room with his friends.
Ooh.
And then I don't have a place. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take you back to my sister's house. No thanks.
Okay.
You know? And so I'm like, where are we going to get down? Like, where is this going to happen?
Okay. I love it. Go on.
So my friend Chantal, one of my best friends, she's the homie, okay? Good looking out homie, because what she does is she's like, don't worry about it. Give me 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then just wait.
Okay.
I was like, okay. So I'm like, what is she doing? Like, are we like going to go to a hotel? What are we going to do? So she sends me a text and she just says, okay, come use my apartment. Okay. Just, you can stay in my room. I put a little thing, a condom on the bed. So have fun and I'll see you in the morning.
What?
Yeah.
That's the best whole life friend.
That's the best whole life friend, girl.
Get yourself a best whole life friend.
That's what you need. So we got to give it up one time for Chantal, because she was the homie, all right?
Yeah, and now she's a mom.
Now she's a mom too. I know.
Oh my gosh.
But like, she was so clutch in that situation.
Yeah. I like that. That's fun.
That's a good friend.
And you didn't forget it.
I didn't forget it. I'll always remember. I don't remember his name, but I'll never forget that moment.
Whoops. But you remember he had an accent and he had a nice body.
Yes, I did. I did remember.
I'm sure you remember a lot more than that. Okay, so.
Oh, did we tell our husbands to stop listening too?
Oh, I forgot about that. Whoops. Oh, my husband.
I know.
Oh, gosh. JJ, we are not going to talk about this. Okay? You just respect that I lived a great independent life.
Yeah.
And I got it out of my system, and now you know I'm going to be faithful to you for the rest of our lives,
because
I lived my best whole life.
I
got it out.
I did too. You know, and towards the end of your whole life, it becomes like, ugh, why am I doing this anymore?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's a healthy best whole life.
Yeah.
Right? It's got that life cycle of like, it's exciting, you hit a peak, and then you hit a low.
You hit the decline.
And then you hit a low, and then you realize it's time to get serious in life. And I'm glad that I did, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was getting really...
Because if I didn't live my best whole life, it would not lead me to Steven.
Exactly, okay? Exactly. You're right. I love where this is going.
Yeah.
If we didn't live our best whole lives, we wouldn't have met the wonderful men in our lives.
That's right.
Yeah, and now we're just living our best lives.
That's absolutely right.
But I could be a hoe with him sometimes too. So let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real.
I witnessed like a little weird foreplay and I get it.
Oh, God, Dorothy. You did not witness that. No.
I did.
No, you didn't.
The entire room witnessed it.
No, we gotta talk about that. You can't just say that. That sounds really weird. That sounds really weird. I know it was weird, but it sounds more weird. Okay, really quick, I'm just going to explain what she's talking about. What Dorothy is talking about that she witnessed is it was my birthday, and I was dating JJ.
Yes.
And
we were at the Lafayette Hotel.
We were not at the Lafayette Hotel.
Yeah, we were. Weren't we?
No, we were at the Puerto Vista Hotel in downtown. And it was, we came back to the hotel after the club.
Yes.
After the club. And we had like all my friends and everyone was there. We were all there hanging out, like kind of just winding down, maybe
drinking, little nightcap. Singing songs.
And JJ and I were just in a mood and, you know, just kind of shouting things back to each other, back and forth to each other.
Okay.
Like,
let me paint the picture of the room, okay? Because we were all sitting in one of those really comfy, like, big U couches.
Yeah.
You know, and there was probably, like, 20 of us. Because you've got, like, 20 best friends.
I know, there's a lot.
And Steven and I are there as well. And we're all kicking, like, having a great time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it starts, but you are sitting in one corner.
Yeah.
And JJ is sitting in the opposite corner.
Right.
So you guys are shouting things back and forth to each other.
Very passionately.
Very.
Yeah. That's the best way to describe it, Dorothy.
I mean, we won't repeat the words, but because at first you guys started going back and forth, but I don't think you thought anybody was really listening.
I don't think we thought anyone was listening. Don't think anyone was paying attention.
So, but then everybody else's conversations kind of started to die down.
Yeah.
And Tanya's and JJ's started to get louder. Just the two of them, and everybody at one point just stopped and stared at you guys. And then at one point, we were like, whoa, were they just verbally
okay. Whoa. We were just being passionate with each other, and we're like, we're just passionate. Both of us are very passionate. So it's safe to say that even when your best hoe life ends, it can continue when you're loyal and married to one person.
Yes.
In a whole nother way. And sometimes your friends witness it. God, it's so embarrassing.
I'm sorry, Tanya.
Oh my God, so embarrassing. And sorry, that's kind of vague. And the things we were saying, like, I'm not going
to
repeat it.
No, you don't have to repeat it.
I know, but I just want people to know, like, we weren't saying, like, we're saying things like, oh, can't wait to, like, make out with you. Like, but times 100. Okay. It was fun. It was my birthday. And I was living my best whole life with my boyfriend at the time, which is now my husband.
I can't.
Anyway, the purpose of this podcast was to remind you that 10 years ago, Dorothy and I were living our best hoe lives. Can you just stop?
I can't.
I hate you.
That was so funny.
I can't. This is so embarrassing. Oh, my God. Are you done?
Okay.
Are you done? God, I wish I had something embarrassing like that on you, and I don't. Okay. The purpose of this podcast was to let you know that we are going into 2020, which is a new decade.
Yes.
And we wanted to reminisce on where we were at 10 years ago. And where were we? We were living our best whole life. And we want to let you know that it's not necessarily a bad thing. And that if you have the chance to live your best whole life, you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should.
Take it.
Responsibly.
All right? Yes.
Responsibly.
Yes.
And, you know, 2020 is the year of, like, clear vision.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to happen in the year 2020 for you? And beyond that, the decade.
Well, I don't ever want to talk about that story again because I'm going to have a baby. Okay? And I never wanted her to hear that story. 2020, it's going to be a way different year for me. You know what I mean? Like, forget best whole life. I'm about to live my best mom life.
That's right.
So, you know, usually I do vision boards and I put everything I want on this vision board. If you don't know what a vision board is, you basically just take a bunch of magazines or you just print out pictures or you just put visuals of things that you want in the following year. I literally have done this for like 10 years mm-hmm. straight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll have time to do one this year, but I would probably put on there pictures of like a mom exercising with her like toddler, yeah. you know, like yeah. Definitely eating right, eating healthy. I started last year doing the Whole 30 and yeah. it really kicked off my year in a good way. And I would also, I just want to master being a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Good aspirations.
Yeah. 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 Very basic. But I think like I'm so overwhelmed with the mom life, mm-hmm. the best mom life, mm-hmm. that I just want to listen to just take one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And pray for the best.
Good.
Yeah. How about you?
For 2010, I just want
nope,
to.
Nope. 2020.
Oh my God.
You know what? If you want to live your best whole life, you can. You can still do it with Steven, I'm telling you.
Passionately.
Okay. Shut up. I hate you. I hate you.
I love you so much.
2020, what do you want?
Oh, for 2020.
We're not drunk, I swear. We're not drunk. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, right, right. No, but seriously. For 2020, I just want to have a great year with the baby. I want everybody to be healthy and happy. I want mine and Steven's marriage to grow stronger. Mm-hmm. Not that it's weak right now, but you know.
You always want it to grow stronger.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess just more understanding between him and I. I need to have a little bit more patience with him. And I want him to have, I guess, a little more understanding of why I am, like, mm-hmm. hard on him sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I just want us to just continue to have a really good life together with our family. And I hope everybody in my family is healthy and happy. And career-wise, I want to keep going and keep being full-time and get a raise. Ooh, you girl. Know?
Ooh, girl. This is good. Whoa, you put that out there.
Right? Get a raise. Let me say it louder.
Yeah, but people in the back. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, just maintain and grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I didn't think about career. Look at that. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just so focused on the mom part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'd like my career to grow, too. You always want it to grow.
Right, right.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. I hope everybody has a great 2020.
That's right, all 2020. Right. Whatever this year means for you, whether it's living your best mom life, living your best whole life, mm-hmm. or just living your best life in whichever way. We hope you are living it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Have a happy new year, you guys. And as always, you can always catch up on old episodes of our podcast. Follow us at Real Wives in Radio. You can follow me personally at Dorothy on Air.
Yeah, and feel free to reach out. Oh, and you can follow me too on Instagram at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. And feel free to message us and let us know either your best whole life story yeah. or, you know, if maybe you disagreed with it or you totally agreed with it. We want to hear your stories too, you know.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we have a phone number too, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
619-537-9937.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So yeah, if you just want to leave us a voicemail or, you know, just say something, we want to hear it. We want to hear it in whatever form. Text, messages.
Just not a Christmas card.
No, yeah, girl. That was last week's episode. If you don't know what she was talking about,
but yes, have a great and happy and safe New Year, you guys. We love yes. you, and we'll talk to you next year, next decade.
Oh my gosh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.